about this song this time of year about a young fella. His faith in God, his faithfulness to his God, to his people. I got thinking, you know, exactly when I looked up the day that young Sam Davis was hung, and it was Friday. I knew the day, but I didn't know it was Friday. I'd never taken time to look it up. I probably had heard it one time, but anyway, it's actually, of course, they didn't have a nationalized Thanksgiving then, but it would have been the day after Thanksgiving that young Sam Davis was hung by his federal captors. 247 years ago, Sam Davis was seeking to protect his own country, his own people, his own state, serving in Coleman Scouts, captured behind what they called enemy lines, captured in his native Tennessee. How that could be behind enemy lines, I'm not quite sure. Davis was in a Confederate uniform, and it's come to light in more recent years that actually his captors were the ones that were in their enemy's uniforms. They were dressed as Confederate soldiers. In spite of all that, Davis was tried as a spy and sentenced to death. It's evident that his captors, at least initially, didn't intend that he would actually be executed. They'd hoped that the threat of the execution would cause him to reveal his commanding officer and his compatriots. But he was steadfast to the very end. He was repeatedly offered his life in exchange for information on his comrades. And to the very end, he refused to reveal his fellows, saying, "If I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all rather than to betray a friend. If I have to die, I will do so feeling that I am doing my duty to God and my country." On that Friday, November 27th, 1863, Chaplain James Young of the 81st Ohio Infantry spent the final day and night with Sam. And then at Sam's request, as they were upon the gallows, they sang this song. And it's said that tears were seen to be streaming down the face of many of the Union soldiers that witnessed the spectacle, as they had come to respect and admire the courage of young Sam Davis of Tennessee. In 1977, Davis was posthumously awarded the first Confederate Medal of Honor. That was issued. And upon the gallows, then they sang out this song.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land, where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. all of those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the Son forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. No chilling winds nor poisonous breath can reach that healthful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for that promised land.
Okay. I was going to just continue on in Romans. Then I got to thinking, you know, I just weren't going to be here for our Thanksgiving service. And usually the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we kind of have that same sort of theme as well. So I just wanted to touch on a few things about that again. I didn't break out my Thanksgiving sermon. I'm not going to go into detail, but if that's all we do today, that's fine as well. Give you an opportunity, if you'd like to give praise unto the Lord today by way of testimony, as we normally do during that time. It's a blessed time of the year. It's appropriate that we set aside a day and a time of Thanksgiving, being the sort of creatures we are. You know, it ought to be always. But we'll want to neglect and forget. As we've studied in the past, Thanksgiving though the holiday itself, you know, it's as specific date and so forth may not be found in the scriptures. During the Old Testament, there were several days of thanksgiving that were set forth as festivals of Israel. In the New Testament, we see oft times commands that are set forth concerning thanksgiving. Reference there. I think it's Thessalonians. Is it 1 Thessalonians 5? Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5. Somehow I wrote down Timothy. But 1 Thessalonians 5 and beginning in verse 16, we see the command admonition that Paul sends to the Christians in Thessalonica, where he said, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And again, we see things there without limits. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. You know, we understand in the light of God's sovereignty, you know, there can be joy in all things. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Now, we ought to be in a constant communication with God, not with ourselves. As I saw this week, it was an old interview that, you know, someone had done with our illustrious president, and they were asking him if he prayed, and he said, "Oh yeah, he prayed often." Well, he never really sat down usually and prayed, but every day, all day long, you know, he was carrying on a conversation with himself, and you know, that was prayer. You know, his God's between his ears. We ought to be in constant prayer with God and seeking His guidance and so forth throughout. But it's not a conversation with ourselves. You know, again, if God's not transcendent, if He's not above us and around us, and then you know, what is prayer? What hope is that? You know, some exercise in futility. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Again, we have the command to give thanks in everything. You say, why? How can you do that? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's God's will, number one, that we give thanks in everything. But everything is God's will. See? It's only in the light of God's sovereignty that we can give thanks for everything. And everything's give thanks. Why? Because that's God's will for you. So I don't like it right now. It don't matter. That's God's will for you, and He loves you. And it's the best from the hands of your loving Father. We don't have to comprehend it. But we understand that it comes from the hands of a God who loved us with an everlasting love from before eternity, that sent His own Son. And if He did that, Scripture says, you know, how is it going to withhold something else from us? So we may not comprehend it all, we may not understand it all, but we can, in everything, give thanks. Or as Paul said over in Ephesians 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've in the past traced some of the history of thanksgiving in this own country, our own country. Actually, didn't begin with those Puritans up in the north, but on Berkeley Plantation in 1619, over a year before the Pilgrims even landed, the English settlers there in the area of Jamestown, in fact, I looked up, found this note concerning what they had set forth. English colonists first held a Thanksgiving celebration 1 year and 17 days prior to the landing of the Pilgrims in Massachusetts. They gave thanks for their safe arrival to the New World. The first Thanksgiving occurred when Captain John Woodliffe led the newly arrived English colonists to a grassy slope along the James River and instructed them to drop to their knees and pray in thanks for a safe arrival to the New World. It was December 4th, 1619, and 38 men from Berkeley Parish in England vowed, and in quote, "We ordain that the day of our ship's arrival at the place assigned for plantation in the land of Virginia shall be yearly and perpetually kept holy as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God." Of course, subsequently, various presidential citations and so forth, but beginning with George Washington. You know, as we as a people set aside a day to remember. Again, we ought to be giving thanks all the time and everything, but such is the nature of we fallen creatures. It sometimes behooves us to stop and set something aside to remember those things, even as we meet upon the first day of the week. You know, we ought to be in the attitude of worship and prayer, I guess, constantly, but such is the nature of us fallen creatures that those things become necessary. Well, I'm thankful, you know, that we have a day like this, and my favorite season, particularly with this little group of folks here. So much to be thankful for, and I just want to say a couple words of thanksgiving, and then I'll invite you to do so if you'd like to this morning. And just the things that immediately come to mind, I just thank the Lord for the wife he's given me and her support through the years. And she's put up with a lot. She's went through a lot. She's grown through a lot. You know, there's a lot of water went under the bridge, and the Lord's brought her along that journey, and I'm very thankful for that, for the family that he's given us. You know, that was a rocky road sometimes too, but I'm thankful, you know, for what the family, the grandkids, you know, the grandkids. I especially thank the Lord, you know, for you brethren. And I probably can never really express that. It's you know, I love y'all. I do. And maybe don't show like I can. Brother Dale, look, he's sitting there and right there on the like he's here with us. You know, the what God has wrought. I'm thankful that the Lord allows us, and that just the way he's brought us all together. Brother Singh, so many years ago, happened to, just by coincidence, be down there stationed in Homestead, Florida, in the Air Force. You know, Brother Hal happens to see something in the paper by accident, and not until quite a while later, I don't think it was, it's brought to mind because of other circumstances. And met Brother Dale through another fellow I know. You know, just how the Lord's works and all these things. I can look back a little bit now and see how they kind of fit together, but I'm sure I have no comprehension. I have no idea. You know, I'm sure he got it from somewhere else. But anyway, I remember hearing a fellow tell a story one time. I won't even say who it was, but he talked about how we sit down here and we kind of see how things are, and it's kind of looking at the back of a needlepoint, you know, and just see all the strings and threads going all over the place. And Of course, we found out that's not the way that's supposed to happen either. When the girls had competition, you know, they judged the back. They didn't even look at the front. They wanted the back to look almost like the front. But generally, you know, your grandma made needlepoint and all those things. And you just kind of see the globs, and it doesn't make sense. And you get to the other side, and you say, well, someday we'll get to the other side. We'll, from the perspective of heaven, and the laws, oh, yeah, now it all fits together. And that's kind of the way we kind of think we see it, but we have no idea how the Lord's, you know, fit it all together. And I'm thankful to the Lord for, you know, our godly heritage. You know, we had a meeting here of the league, but, you know, beyond that, humanly speaking, you know, God's going to bring his elect to him regardless, but humanly speaking, we look back at our godly heritage, you know, our cultural heritage, the kind of folks that were there and were faithful. And from the human perspective, that's how we got here. That, you know, that's, you know, and again, God would accomplish it, but that God determined to accomplish it that way too. You understand? So, you know, I look back at great 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 grandparents and stuff. You know, that I didn't even know about as a kid, but you know, their faithfulness that passed those things on. And you know, God's marvelous salvation, everlasting love, loved us when, as Brother Dale said, we were yet enemies, but he loved us, and he can't comprehend that, can't understand that, but I thank the Lord for all that. There's so many other things, you know, that we don't think about, the daily provisions, the very air we breathe, those things that come down from on high. Those are the things that immediately came to mind this morning. I'm sure I'm missing some important ones, but I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to serve as parent, pastor, husband, all those sort of things that he puts before us that sometimes seem like a burden, but they're a blessing. And I'm thankful for this book I got right here. Oh man, God loved us. He revealed himself. If God loved, if there's a God, and if he loved, he would reveal himself to us, and he did. He's revealed himself to us, and what a wonderful blessing that is. If anybody else would like to say a word of thanksgiving this morning, then I'll invite you to do that as well.
Of course, I'd just like to thank God for loving us enough to send his son Jesus into the world to take away our sins.
Amen.
That's first and foremost. And of course, there's a lot of other things that God has given us, that he's given us our families and given us this church group here that we have. And I just think back to one of the things my father told me many years ago. He just said that don't ever feel bad about giving back to the Lord, because it's, you didn't earn anything without God giving you the opportunity to earn it. No matter how hard you work at a job or whatever, you know, whatever money that you earn, that you didn't come by that God didn't give you that opportunity. And so that's one of the things that I try to avoid doing, that you know, I don't want to get caught up in saying, you know, what I've got, because everything that I've got that's worth having, God gave that to me.
That's right.
And, you know, my wife and my children is one of those things that if it were all just left up to the things that I deserve or things that I've earned, I wouldn't have anything. So,
worse than anything.
That's true. And just thankful for so many things. And as Brother Greg said, we don't realize how often our lives are entwined with other lives. I mean, the saved and the unsaved, that our lives work together. As we've pointed out many times before, that the worst crime in history was the murder of Jesus, but yet the people who hated God were doing his will. And we don't realize how often that even in our own lives that we may come in contact with people who are not God's people, but that still God's will is going to be done. And we can be very thankful for that. If we just, I'm just thankful that we have a sovereign God whose will is not going to be thwarted, and He's not going to be disappointed. We don't always understand why things happen the way they do, but I'm just thankful that we have that assurance that we can look to God and know that that everything's going to be all right. He's going to win out.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else like to say a word, testimony, or praise, thanksgiving?
Of course, I'm thankful for God's salvation and election and His Word and our church and my husband and my family and all of that. But I think the thing I'm most thankful for is the peace that God gives us.
Amen. Anybody else?
It's hard to not become really just overwhelmed. When you think about God's working in your life, even as you mentioned, Brother, just the what we would look at the intricacies and how they're all intertwined, even as Brother Al mentioned. I know it's certainly beyond my puny mind to comprehend. You know, but just to think upon the Lord and the fact that He condescended to leave this place in heaven to walk among men and yet be without sin that He might be our perfect sacrifice for sin. And the Lord obviously knows that I needed that sacrifice as all men do. So I glory in Christ my Savior today. As Sister Diane mentioned, the peace that He gives is that which is even hard to explain. But it is it's a deep peace within my breast that I know comes from the Father. And it's a peace that He's implanted there. So you ask yourself, what ought that peace to do in our lives? What ought it to work out? And certainly it ought to work out faith. But it ought to work out a testimony before men of which we ought not be ashamed. So I'm thankful for that peace. I'm thankful for the brethren, many things have been mentioned. You know, for a fact, we've got a place to worship. As you know, brother, I've spent probably 20, 25 years just traveling all over the country. You know, to think out in God's providence that I end up meeting with y'all and a man I met 20 years ago through a mutual acquaintance now, you know, by all counts, a reprobate. Now, how God brings those things about, I do not comprehend or understand, but I thank Him for them. Obviously, I'm thankful for my wife. But, you know, I think that a lost woman would have followed me through. You know, it's just the Lord. Yeah, indeed, sometimes she followed under a whip, but mostly it was known just out of love of her husband. So, you know, I'm thankful for the Lord today for my wife and my family, for the brethren here, for the fact that God implants within our minds the ability to reason and think and discern. And we're not mindless drones who follow because we have no other choice. But we follow out of love, seeing all the Father has done for us. And, you know, we love Him because He first loved us. Oh, that we would never be ashamed to profess that love before Him.
Good words, brother. Appreciate that. Anybody else want to say a word before we go on?
Well, I guess that leaves me.
We're not trying to pressure you, brother.
Well, everything's already been said, but, you know, I think Brother Dale said in his prayer this morning that, you know, even though how much we revolve God and how much we did against Him, He still loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son to come on this earth and shed His blood for us. That's just truly amazing. And then what's amazing even more, I know, like, we've all had children, and we raise children, and when our children do wrong, we're so off to yell at them and do things, and you know, we look back and say, maybe we could have been a better parent. But to think that now that God saved us, that, you know, how we err as errant children to Him, and how much love and patience He has for us, and how He puts up with us, I don't understand. Because I don't know if it had been my children, what? You know, so it's just, so I'm just grateful that God puts up with us, and because we know better now. Even though we did, we were without excuse before, we're definitely without excuse now that God has shown us and quickened us, and we know His word and we know His truth. So we're even more inherited when we sin. But what they say, our flesh is, you know, our spirit's willing, but our flesh is weak, and that happens so often. And I'd also just like to thank God for, I'm just thankful, Lord, that not only does He love us, but Lord, that He's given us so much, and you know, we talked about all the time, we have so much, and so often we take for granted, and we're just thankful for that. And I just want to thank God for, most importantly, now that I am a Christian, that He's a solid rock that we can always cling upon. And we go through trials and tribulations in our life, and this has been mentioned before, but we always know that, you know, He provides a way for us if we just look to Him. And you know, we look at our Baptist forefathers, and sometimes that meant torture and death, but it doesn't matter, because as long as we look to Him, He's going to provide a way. And that's just amazing to me, that He's sufficient for all things. So I'm just grateful for that.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's great to serve a sovereign God. You know, so we truly can in everything give thanks, because it's God's will for us. The world can't understand it. Diane talked about that peace, you know. It's a peace that passes understanding. They say, I don't get it. You know, what's wrong with you? But the Lord's implanted something in there, so, you know, we get it. By His grace. But, you know, we get it. And what a wonderful, blessed thought that is. Again, I just thank the Lord for, as they say, all y'all. And I'll miss being with you this week, but I'll be thanking of you, and we'll be praying for you as you go your ways, and appreciate your prayers as we go our ways. And we'll take our hymnal this morning, and we'll stand and sing together number 401, Lead Me Gently Home, 401.
Lead me gently home.
Father, lead me gently home. In life's darkest times, Father, when life's troubles come, keep my feet from wandering, lest from me I roam, lest I fall upon the wayside. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee again for this day that You've set aside as Yours. Lord, as we recall the day our Savior rose victorious from the grave, Lord, conquering death, but having paid the full atonement for our own sins, we can't really comprehend that love, but Lord, we thank You for it. And Lord, as we've already mentioned here today, Lord, we thank You for the brethren. Thank You, Lord, for this, Your church, for the fellowship of the saints, for those that You've allowed us to meet, some in the flesh, some just over the internet. Thank You, Lord, for the encouragement that they are to us, and we pray, Lord, that we might be encouragements to them. Lord, we pray for wisdom as we go forth from here. We'd be the servants You would have us to be. Lord, we pray for Your strength in whatever may come our way. Or as we've mentioned, our Baptist forefathers and those things they endured, and yet, Lord, to realize it comes from Your loving hand. Father, I pray You help us as best we can by Your grace to keep that right perspective. Lord, and truly, truly that we come to give thanks in everything. Even those things we can't comprehend, even those things that the flesh may revolt against. Lord, for we have peace in knowing who You are. We have peace in our Savior. And it's in His name we pray. Amen. Yeah.